So how's life after a tie, Ron?
Still kind of, like I said earlier, ambivalent. Just trying to figure it out, man. It was probably disappointing more so than anything else. Having had an opportunity to look at the tape and see we had a chance to win, you just kind of feel like you missed an opportunity.
Do you like where you guys are at? I mean, I think heading into the season, we thought that your offense might be okay, the defense would be great. It's kind of been the other way around. I guess just big picture, where do you think of where you're at right now?
Well, it is kind of different. You know, we did have a little more expectations, obviously, on the defensive side. I will say one thing. We have played against, the three teams that we struggled against, obviously, have top ten offenses, and they've played like it against us. So, we're kind of in flux in terms of just trying to figure some things out. We got a group of new guys that are, trying to fill in and do some things for us. And, I'd like to believe that we're going to get better. We're going to grow into it. And I think a little bit of that happened last year in terms of us growing as a football team. So, hopefully we can get it together and get it going and do the things that we need to do defensively. Offensively, I'm very pleased, obviously with what we've done. I think our quarterback getting healthy at the right time for us is important. I think, the development of the rapport he has with our receivers or tight ends has been a big plus for us. And right now, running back by committee has been okay for us. Hopefully we get some more guys healthy and get some of our key guys back as far as our runners.
Back to the defense, Ron. How have you had to kind of adjust on the fly with, Greg on the exempt list and the suspension now, too?
Yeah, that's been kind of hard because, again, he's an all-pro and you got to replace 15 sacks. And pressures and stuff like that. But at the same time, we've got guys that are professionals that are, doing the best they can, doing some good things. I think Mario Addison has got 3.5 sacks for us, and, he's stepped up and has played pretty well. And, Wes Horton, is doing a nice job on our first and second downs for us. So, it's by committee, obviously. We've got two guys replacing one. But at the same time, we still have the other part of our defense intact, and that's, our tackles and our other end and our linebacking core. So, I think we just, as a group, need to step up and play better.
You play the position. What can you tell me about Keith Lee that, kind of isn't common knowledge about the way he plays?
Well, I think the one thing is, is as far as the linebacker is concerned, he has the best first step I've seen. Whether it's right or wrong, it's a very good step, and he adjusts off of that as quick as anybody I've been around, in terms of that. I mean, he's a terrific tackler. Pretty sure-handed, plays downhill for the most part. He has a great knack and feel for where the ball is going, and he's got a great second gear. He really does. He's very competitive.
Well, I guess what is the state of your running back core now after really being shorthanded last week?
Well, we had Jonathan Stewart practice today. Did a nice job for us, looking good. Fozzie Whitaker was kind of on hold. He didn't practice. We'll see how he is tomorrow. D'Angelo Williams worked out on the side. Chris Obanaya practiced today, as did Darren Reeves.
I know you have to limit it to some extent, but when Cam's run the ball like he is, what does that do to a defense?
Well, I think the one thing is it kind of adds credence to when we do run the zone read package. Earlier in the year we were running the zone read package, but we really couldn't. They really didn't have to account for him running. So, really, you just saw the defensive ends crashing down. You saw the linebackers filling right now. You saw the safeties attacking. Now, all of a sudden, especially after last week, we expect to see guys, being more disciplined and trying to read their keys.
Green Bay had some struggles against the read option last week with what the Dolphins did. Is that probably a stupid question here, but is that something that you notice and take note of and game plan accordingly?
Yes, I mean, you do game plan accordingly. You also look at some of the other things that they've had problems with and some of the other teams that had success against them, and you try to figure the best way to attack them. I know Coach Capers is, going to look at things and have something planned for us, obviously. And the players, they have on that side of the ball, I think, are all quality football players. I mean, they're doing a nice job with that front. And of course, you've got to account for the two linebackers. I really think that, when you look at what Julius Peppers means to them and what Clay Matthews does for them, I mean, it's a really good group.
I know you don't see him a lot, but I'm sure you've seen the last 3 weeks of Aaron Rodgers. Is he on as good a role as you've seen?
Oh, yeah. I watch Aaron Rodgers. You know, first of all, he's a Cal guy, and, you know, me having been to Cal, so I take a little bit of pride in who he is as a football player. I think he really is on as good a role as anybody. I think he's playing some solid football. He's got quality playmakers around him, and these guys do make plays for him. You know, I think Jordy Nelson is one of the really good receivers, I think, that doesn't get enough credit. I think Randall Cobb is a dynamic young player who's just going to get better and better as he continues to grow. You know, I like their tight end combination. I think Quarles has shown that he is a quality tight end in this league, and I think young Rodgers is growing as a tight end. So he's got some quality targets. And then, you know, Davante Adams has stepped up, and that's a scary thing because, you know, now they have another guy that's another threat that you've got to account for. And then the runners. I mean, you can't look past Eddie Lacy, and you can't look past James Starks, because these guys are quality backs in the league. And then I'd like the fullback. I think John Kuhn is as good a fullback as there is. And every now and then you got to be alert to it because they'll hand him the ball or they'll throw him the ball.
How good can Benjamin be once he has the experience and then the nuances and everything that goes into getting some experience?
I think he can become very good. I really do. I think there's a lot for him to learn. I think he's got a long ways to grow. I mean, he's a natural talent. And we just got to continue to coach him up, and I think he can be a really good football player.
You've been with Cam now for a while, obviously. Where have you seen him make the biggest strides in your time with him?
I think his overall base fundamentals as a quarterback. I've seen his footwork get better. You know, I've seen him go through his progressions more so now, and he's really become, I think, more of a complete player, more of a complete quarterback, and that's the one thing that you always sit there and go, oh, you know, he doesn't have that ability, doesn't have this ability. Well, I'll tell you what, the way he's played since he's come back the last 5 weeks has been very solid, and I'm just excited for who he's becoming as a football player.
Defensively, what's been the problem on third down, do you think, for you guys?
Well, I think right now we've been in too many third mediums to short. I think the thing that we've got to do is we've got to be better on first and second down. We got to put the opponent in much longer distances. Also, you know, we've struggled in terms of certain teams with the lead. I mean, you go back and you look at what happened with Pittsburgh and Baltimore and what happened early on with Cincinnati. You know, we were behind. They were able to do what they wanted to do. They got themselves in third medium to short. And the quarterback was able to get the ball out quicker because, you know, he didn't have to wait for the routes to develop.
You guys got relatively speaking in this league, a pretty veteran team. I guess, what's the philosophical decision to go that route?
I'm not sure if you can say we're necessarily as veteran, I think, as people look at it. I mean, you look at our offensive line, and, you know, that's a pretty young group of guys. I mean, you know, our two of our four tackles are last year's, you know, draft picks. You know, our linebackers are third and second year players right now, with the exception of Thomas Davis. So, I know, like, at wide receiver we're veteran. I know at defensive back we're veteran, but I think, you know, we're a mix. And but in some of the key positions, you know, especially on the offensive defensive line, we've got some young players. So, you know, we're still developing, we're still learning, we're still growing, and I think if we can keep putting it together, the future can be bright for us.